This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In a sign of the times, U.S. diplomats are warning that commercial airliners flying over the Persian Gulf face a risk of being misidentified. It is another episode in the continuing story of unease in the region. We get details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The warning was relayed from U.S. diplomatic posts from the Federal Aviation Administration. It underscores the risk that the new tensions between the U.S. and Iran are posing to global air travel in the Gulf region. It's also a grim reminder. In 1988, the U.S. mistook an Iranian passenger jet for a warplane. 290 people aboard were killed in that incident.
That was AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. Oil giant ExxonMobil has evacuated its foreign workers from an oil field in the southern Iraqi province of Basra amid heightened tensions in the Middle East. The chief of Iraq's state-owned South Oil Company said the evacuation was a precautionary and temporary measure, that there was no indication of danger. There has been a stunning election upset in Australia, where Prime Minister Scott Morrison, overcoming long odds, beat back a challenge from the opposition Labour Party. Here is Phil Mercer for VOA in Sydney.
For months, opinion polls had indicated that Australians had grown tired of feuds within Scott Morrison's Conservative government. It's had three prime ministers since it was elected in 2013, but fought this campaign on its economic record. The prime minister had said the opposition wasn't fit to govern and couldn't manage money. He's celebrating his unexpected triumph with party loyalists and his wife and two daughters.
I have always believed in miracles. I'm standing with the three biggest miracles in my life here tonight. And tonight we've been delivered another one.
That report was filed by Phil Mercer in Sydney. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States is removing tariffs which caused a lot of political outrage in Canada and Mexico when they were imposed a year ago. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has that report.
The president's lifting import taxes on Canadian and Mexican steel and aluminum, clearing the way for approval of a trade pact between the three nations. He slapped on the tariffs last year in the name of national security, and Canada had resisted approving the deal while they were in place.
They were hurting Canadian consumers, Canadian workers, and American workers and American consumers.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Ontario shortly before President Trump spoke here in Washington, where he did not address the tariffs, but push Congress to approve the deal.
A fantastic deal for our country.
The White House says he's now holding off on deciding whether to put tariffs on foreign vehicles, which would have a big impact on Europe and Japan. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The United Nations says hospitals and other healthcare facilities are targets for airstrikes in the rebel-held areas of northwest Syria. It is warning of a humanitarian catastrophe. Here's Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA in Geneva.
Over the past 2 weeks, at least 100 civilians reportedly have been killed or injured in clashes between Russian-backed Syrian forces and Al-Qaeda-associated rebels. Dozens of medical and health facilities, as well as schools, have been hit by airstrikes, and more than 180,000 people reportedly have fled their homes toward supposedly safer areas. But UN senior humanitarian advisor Najat Rushdie notes there are no safe areas in Idlib. She says nearly 3 million people in the Syrian province are essentially trapped.
That was Lisa Schlein for VOA from Geneva. It is part of a pattern. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has defied a congressional subpoena and refused to hand over copies of President Trump's tax returns. Here's AP's Mike Gracia.
The Trump administration missed Friday's deadline set by the House Ways and Means Committee to produce 6 years of President Donald Trump's tax returns. In a letter, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said he will not comply with a subpoena because the request lacks a legitimate legislative purpose. The rejection was expected. Chairman Richard Neal said the Ways and Means Committee will take the matter to court, possibly as early as next week. Democrats point to a 1924 law that directs the IRS to furnish tax return information when requested to the chairs of Congress's tax writing committees. Mike Gracia, Washington.
In London, Brexit compromise talks have collapsed after British Prime Minister Theresa May announced a timetable for her exit from office. What remains missing? A compromise. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.